There was once a virus called the electrovirus. It was a powerful source, but it wasn't as powerful as a young boy named Zach. He was the most popular boy at school, but the virus took his fame away from him, and he felt as lonely as he had ever been. He was the first pupil at school to have the virus. The electrovirus made all electronics stop working. The worst thing that could possibly happen to a child. The virus started to pass to every single child in Zach's school. After everyone else got the virus, he didn't feel like an outsider anymore. He felt like his confidence was growing again. That night, he laid back in his bed, closed his eyes, and his imagination started to run free. He started thinking about the past. They had no electronics, so what did they do? Suddenly, a light bulb appeared above his head. The next morning, Zach couldn't resist telling his school about his big idea. The plan was that everyone would let their imagination go wild and make their own games, doing things their parents used to do when they were young. Everyone's reaction was excellent. They all loved Zach's brilliant idea. When the bell rang for the end of the day, he told everybody to meet at the park so they could plan their ideas of what to do now the virus had spread. Zach was racing like a lion chasing its prey as he made his way to the park. He saw Leo on his bike, so he slowed down to join him. When they got to the park, everyone was desperate to tell Zach their ideas, so they all had to take turns. Everyone designed some posters to spread the word about things they could do instead of playing on their usual gadgets. On the posters, they asked others to make more posters to carry on the message of ideas they'd had. Over the passing weeks and months, Zach and his friends' posters went global. Children were out playing with yo-yos, marbles, games of rock, paper, scissors, and with a good old football. The children kept saying that life had never been more fun. After Zach got home from his bike ride, he went up to his room to read a book. Suddenly, he heard a repetitive, tiny ping from his cupboard. He went to investigate. Shoved at the back of the cupboard was his iPad, and it had turned on. He couldn't wait to tell his friends, but suddenly he realised that he didn't need it anymore. As the weeks went by, more devices woke up from their months of sleep. The world had grown stronger since the electrovirus had opened everyone's eyes. All of a sudden, people were choosing to spend time with each other face to face and threw their devices to the side. Life had changed forever after people discovered the true meaning of fun and friendship.